goes to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Lamentations. You have all just amen. I want to talk about tonight the mercies of God. Amen. I got one amen. The mercies of God. Amen. Talking about the mercies of God. And we're going to begin to read Lamentations, one of those books that's kind of hide from you, right next to Jeremiah. Everybody about there now? Amen. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because of his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Amen. We'll talk about the mercies of the Lord. Amen. God has mercy. Sometimes we hear someone sometimes say, oh, you hear some people, they just use it like a password. So, oh, God have mercy. Oh, God have mercy. Some of them people don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even know what they ask for. They don't even know what mercy means. Amen. But it's mercies. Amen. Mercy means compassion. How many know God is a compassion God? Amen. Mercy means compassion. God pities us. Amen. He's forgiven. He forgives. He's full of forgiveness. He forgives us. He's kind. And he puts up with our mess. He's kind, and he tolerate us. That's mercy. Mercy means you're tolerating and forgiving, and you're looking past the faults of others, but you're seeing they need. You're full of compassion. Amen. And everything that God is, that's what he wants us to be. He teaches. When we're saying we're disciples of the Lord, we're saying we're Christ-like. And we might not cross every T and dot every I, but we're supposed to be on that journey on our way. Old things supposed to be passing away, dropping off on us, our flesh ways, and all things be supposed to be changing. Amen. The longer, some people say, well, I've been saved 50 years. Well, if you've been saved 50, no matter how long you've been saved, you should have a whole lot of fruit on your tree. Your spiritual fruit. You should have a lot of spiritual fruit on your tree. You should be having a pave. You've been able to pave a great way, amen, for others to see that path that's shining bright and brighter. Amen. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed or destroyed. If it was left up to people, if you didn't do something right, you will be destroyed. Today, people put your name out on the highway. They put your name. They put your business all out like that. Put you out. But all of us in this world, not some of us, all of us have got business that God has been so mindful to you, to you, and to me. He has not put your business out on the highway. Amen. It is the mercies of the Lord that we are not destroyed. Consume means to be destroyed, to be done away with. God doesn't write your name off of his list because you make one mistake or two. Now, after being saying that, you have to let people know, too, that the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will not always strive with man. That means that God has a breaking point. He don't want you to keep on purpose doing the same thing over and over. Amen. He wants you to learn from whatever you're going through. If it's a weak area, if it's a shortcoming, repent and continue. If you keep stumbling, continue to ask him and mean it from your heart. And God, you will see his help. Amen. It's of the Lord's mercies, it's of his compassion, and it's of his kindness and forgiveness. They say the Lord's mercy that we're not destroyed, we're not consumed. He don't do away with us because his compassions, they fail not. Amen. God is a compassionate God. Are people compassionate today? Most today we live in? No. Compassion comes from the heart of God. Amen. That's what we was talking about, what love is. Love, you got to know God first before you actually really know the real love of God. Because people will love you when things are going well, but people will not love you. Amen. They love you when things are going good, but they will not love you when things are not going well. Amen. They'll be in and out with you. But the Lord is the same. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you might not do something right God asked you to do, or we do what God asks us to do, but he lets you see another day. And not only do he let you see another day, he help you that throughout the day. Amen. And the same way God is merciful and full of compassion, amen, he teaches us, for example, he's example. He teaches us this is the way he wants us to be to others. We don't let people run over us, you know, be a rug for people. And we got times where we draw the line stuff, but he don't want us walking around holding grudges. Amen. It's a lot of people in their graves today because they held grudges all the way to the grave. Can't do nothing about it. Now they're gone. A grudge would take you out here just like a cancer. It would eat away at you. When you said, do you forgive somebody, you're forgiving them more for you than for them. Because when you forgive them for you and your heart, you're going to get healed. But if you don't forgive them, they're going about their business. And you, this thing will just eat on you and take you out of here. It say they are new. His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Why are they new every morning? Why is God's compassion new every morning? They're new every morning because you're going to need them the next day. And I'm going to need them the next day. Somebody said, I don't know about that. Just check your life out. Check your life out before you went to bed the night before. Check your life out the next day when you wake up. And check out and before you know, before you've been a snap somebody, or you've been a told somebody off, or you've been a told a lie, or you've been a did something that's not pleasing to the Lord, you're going to need them compassions and mercy. Amen. He knew that you was going to need them the next morning. That's why he said they are new every morning. But see, when you don't read the word, you don't know, understand what you read. You have to understand what you read, and you got to know what's in the word. Because the devil will make you think you did one thing, you didn't cross the one T right, you didn't do right. God don't love you no more. I'm just going to write your name out of the book of life. And God is not like that. Amen. This is telling you how his character is right now. The Lord's mercy is saying, because his compassion not, they're new every morning, and say, great is his faithfulness. God has great faithfulness. Do we have great faithfulness? No. But God has great faithfulness. Faithfulness is to be, he's a dependable God. He's a reliable God. When you don't have your head on straight, he still wakes you up in the morning. He still starts you on your way. He still make sure you have food, clothing, and stuff. If you don't even do what's right, he's faithful when you're not even faithful. He's faithful when I'm not even faithful. He's a faithful God, and there's nobody like him. It say they are new every morning. What? His compassion. They're new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. And say, great is the faithfulness of God. You can't comprehend the faithfulness of God. Many times, you and I should have been gone. This should have been went that way. We should have been rolled off everything, but we're still here. Amen. The secret things that you and I have in our life that nobody knows, God knows about it, but he don't put you on blast and tell all your business. He's still merciful and graceful to you because you say, Lord, help me. Everybody should have been saying thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can somebody say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. When you're receiving the word and it's falling down on it, you can blurt out thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you're eating. Amen. You need to digest the word of God. Let it sink down in you. If it's hitting all on the outside of you, it's not going in you like it was. It needs to go in you. You receive the word of God, you digest the word of God. Psalms 103, still talking about the mercies of God. Psalms 103, verse 10 through 14. When you have that, would you say amen? Psalms 10 and 14 says, he has not dealt with us after our sins. Still talking about the mercy of God. It say he has not dealt with us after our sin. That's why I was saying earlier. We don't deserve mercy. We deserve deserve destruction. We deserve chastisement. We deserve other things, correction and all that. Not saying God don't correct us, but he does it in a kind, loving way. But we deserve, amen, amen. When we do something not pleasing to God, we deserve to be reprimanded for it. Amen. And the Bible says he has not dealt with us after our sins. How many know that all disobedience is sins? Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm going to go out here, take a drink or smoke. You don't have to go out here. That ain't the only sin you can commit. If God tell you to do something one way and you do it your way, that's sin. All disobedience is sin. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, which is sin also. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. For the heavens are high as the earth. Now, you know the heavens is way higher than the earth. And it says, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Those that reference him. And he's speaking about the type of fear, not the fear and shaking like you feared he's going to knock you down. But he's talking about the respect. The reference of God that you honor him, you respect him, you stand in awe of him. He's holy unto you. You're careful how you walk before him. You're careful how your mannerism before him. Amen. And you respect, amen, his people, amen, that he put before you. Respect all of that. That's referencing God. And somebody say, well, I reference God, but I don't respect them. Well, if God put them in an authority and you do not respect them, that's the same as disrespecting God. Yeah. Amen? And it says, for he had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercies towards them that fear him. God said, in other words, he pitied us because of the way we're made up. He knows the way we're subject to make blunders and stuff because we're flesh. We're walking after him in the spirit, but we're actually flesh. But some people want to make that excuse. Well, God knows that I got shortcomings. But if you're born again, that's why he gave you the spirit to help you to walk right from the inside to the outside. Amen. All this superficial stuff and people, you wear a long nightgown to the floor. You say a few speaking in tongues, and you're supposed to be holding out the honey. You got to know how to walk this life and live this life and know it's just an inside job. It starts from the inside. And God will teach you how to dress. He'll teach you how to walk on the outside, but it really starts on the inside. Amen. And that's what holiness, and that's what's walking with God, that's what being saved is all about. It's an inside job. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things pass, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new and all things become of God. It's a process. Things start to be falling off of you that shouldn't be on you. God's ways coming up on you. It's a transformation, and it starts from the inside. And I said, that's your soul, and your spirit is going to heaven. Your flesh is not going to heaven. My flesh is not going to heaven. Your spirit is what's going to meet the Lord, and he's going to give you a new body. That's what's going to heaven. So that's what you better keep in order down here. Amen. If it's not in order, you need to get in order. You need to know, we need to know that we're not just sitting in church and coming to church because we're singing what you know about Jesus. We need to know that this is a journey and this journey is going somewhere. You know, a lot of times you be baptized in Jesus' name, you be filled with the Holy Ghost, that's good and all, but I need to know how to live this life. I need to know that I'm not wasting time just in church, just to somebody say I need to be here. I need to know that my journey is going somewhere. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And I believe if more people look at it like that and understand it like that, amen, it won't be so hard for them to stay with the Lord and walk with the Lord and be saved and be real like God wants, because they know that they're on the journey. Every time the devil wants you to act up and get miss the mark, you need to know that I better get it together because I am on the journey. And you're going to be on the journey on your way to heaven, or you're going to be on a journey on your way to hell. Ain't no in between things. You on your way to be with the Lord, or you on your way to be with the devil. Amen? Amen. So you got this. Everything is very important. Somebody say, it's important that I'm saved. Yeah, it's very important. If nobody else don't want to be saved, you got to say, it's important that I'm saved. Amen? Amen. And it says, and as the heaven is higher above the earth, verse 11, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he has removed our transgressions or sins from us. God has moved our transgression or sins away from us. God brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He brought you and took from out from what you was doing and saved you and cleaned you up and put you on a straight road. Now God expect you to keep walking on that road. Amen? Amen. Amen. I got one amen in here. Amen. And it says, verse 13, like a father pity his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. God pities us. In other words, when you pity somebody, you have compassion for them. You sympathize with whatever that they're going through. I'm so glad that he's touched. The Bible said Jesus Christ is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He was made flesh. He was made man. I mean, amen. He was the Son of God, but he was of flesh. When he walked down here on the earth, he was flesh. Be with the Father, and he has a glorified body. But down here, why was it? He did this so we wouldn't have excuses to say nobody can live this life. Nobody can do that. He ate just like you ate. He slept just like you slept. He walked the earth. So he knew what the humaneness of us felt like. He knew what it was to go to the cross, and the Bible said he cried, and the tears they were like as drops of sweat, blood. Amen. It was he was in agony, not really wanting to go that route that the Father wanted to take him. So he knows what it feels. Jesus Christ knows what it feels for you to be hurt, for you to be down, for you to be discouraged, for you, amen, whatever the situation, he knows. He remember. That's why he remembered our frame. He has sympathy and compassion for us. When we can't cross that T the way it needs to be crossed, or dot that I, or we have a shortcoming or a weakness or something we struggle through, he don't sit back and say, oh, this gets good. He has mercy upon you. Amen. Amen. That's why I say his mercies are new. I'm so glad he didn't say once in a while. Every day, every morning you wake up, he give you a new batch of mercies. Because he know you're going to make some errors. He know I'm going to make some errors. Amen. Praise God. And it said he knoweth our frame. He know that we're just dust. And we are our humaneness. He know that this flesh right here falls and don't do everything it needs to do. He knows that. He knows when you, he asks you to pray. And he knows when you just go in there and get you something to eat and watch TV and then fall asleep and don't pray. He knows, amen, when he told you to do this and you say, I'll do it later, but didn't do it at all. He knows. He knows that's the fleshy part of you, but he didn't cut you off. He didn't cut me off. Amen. Amen. Everybody else be saying, thank you, Jesus. Because they act like that you don't go there, because we all go there. He knoweth our frame, our humaneness, our makeup. He remembered that we're a dust. That's why I say flesh and blood is not going up to the kingdom of heaven. This dust is going back to the dust. Your flesh, my flesh, what we see about each other is going back to dirt. But God will take your spirit out of you, because see, to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord anyway. So the day you take your breath out of here, amen, whether it depends, wherever you make your future, that spirit is not going to remain in that body. That body is going back to dust and dirt. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. So that's why we live for to make heaven our home. We're on the journey. We're living to make the best out of a situation. Nobody wants to spend all these years in this life, in this tormented place down here, and turn around and go to hell on top of it. Somebody have to give God a praise. And in the book of St. Luke, which is our last scripture, St. Luke, the sixth chapter, chapter six. We don't mourn like the Bible said when somebody leaves you, like we don't have no hope. People that don't have no hope, they don't have nothing to look forward to. Some people think, this is this, so whatever happened to me, it just happened. Whatever happened, it just happened. I don't know where I'm going to go anyway. That's horrible because they're going to be in a shock. If it was like that, it'd probably be a lot of people wouldn't put care heavily. But people that know the truth, they like, that's not true. If I close my eyes today or tomorrow, amen, whatever I've done, if I've served the Lord, I'm still serving the Lord when I leave here, I'm going to be with the Lord. And if I didn't serve the Lord and I just did what I want to do, I'm going to the other place. Hell, I'm making my place in the, amen. That judgment day when the Lord said, you go on this side, you go on this side. Ain't no in between. You on this side, you on this side. You're going to be made it to heaven or hell. And once we're gone, we can't come back and say, Lord, give us a second chance. Our chances is right down here. Amen. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Chapter 6. Verse 36 and verse 37. That's our last scripture. I'm doing good tonight. So we're moving on right along. Trying to get everybody out here in a decent time. Everybody have it? Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Is this? 36? Wait a minute. I might have the wrong scripture then I don't wrote down. Because it was rushing when I was on top. Huh? Yeah. What did I say? 36, you want 37. Okay. You want 37. Of Luke? Did I say Luke?
Yeah, Luke 6 and 37.
Okay. 6 and 37?
Did you not hear
it? Yeah. You're right. That's what I wrote down the wrong thing right here. Okay, no, I wrote the right thing down here. I just started way at the bottom. I went to 38. I started Luke 36 and 37. Be therefore merciful. They will try to get in that, but that's all right. Everybody got it now?
Yes.
Okay. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And we have talked about merciful. Be compassionate. Be kind to one another. Be forgiving. Have tolerance. Ask God to be help you be patient. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Amen. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. With the same measure that you give out, it's going to be given back to you again. And it says to be merciful. We have talked about mercy quite a bit, so we know being mercy means compassion, loving kindness, forgiving, and judge means to form or negative. Most time it's a negative opinion that people form about one another. Most time it's nothing good. Judge not. The Bible says, judge not and you shall not be judged. And Bible speaks about if you be many masters, you're going to receive the greater condemnation. If you walk around pointing your finger at people all the time, amen, at the end of the day, that finger going to point back at you, and all of them fingers going to point at you. The Bible said, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Because the Lord said he's the righteous judge. He's the one to do the judging. Somebody give God the praise? Judging means to form a negative opinion or to form any type of opinion, amen, that you're judging and you're finalizing stuff like God have gave you the authority to just say this is final with you, amen. This is final with this person. This fine. Who made you a judge? Judge not, because God said in your time, I'm going to judge you. Amen. Amen. It says, condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Condemn means to criticize, to slam dunk somebody. I just put that in there. Slam dunk somebody to express your strongest approval about somebody. Most of the time it's negative. It's the same thing as judging. How many know you got to see things? Amen. Amen. We have to watch. Amen. Even myself, sometimes we have to watch making comments about stuff. Amen. We might not know the fullness of what's going on with that person. We might not know the fullness what's going on with their situation. Amen. And we judge them, and we find out that something's really bad going on with them. That like, oh boy, I wish I never said that. Judge them. You know, it's a different thing if God has shown you something, have told you something, but it's, you still have to do it in a way. Let God lead you. Amen? Amen. And if God's not leading you, say things. That's the way I pray a lot of time. If you got any spirit of God in you, there's going to be things God show you about your people in your home, about yourself. He's not going to start showing you stuff about everybody else and you leave you out. You're going to be the first one that God starts showing you stuff about. Because then he can give you proper discernment. He can't give you discernment and nothing. You can't even tie your shoe. Your shoe need to be tied. You can't even be up on that, so to speak. So God's going to help you. This like even with couples and marriages and stuff. You know, I had the books, old books I had. And this, I can't think of this one book was about a praying wife or praying wife or something like that. And the lady, I think it's Stormy, her name is Stormy O. Martin. And she was saying when she first, Lord first dealt with her, by praying for her husband or something, she said God showed her all the stuff was wrong with her. She was upset with God because she wanted God to show all the stuff wrong with him. But I'm just saying all that to say, well, God is going to deal with us first. Even before he uses us, he's going to make sure you got your act together. I ain't saying you crossing every T, dotting every I, and doing everything perfect. But before God use anybody, he works on them before he use them. So they can be good example, and not just speaking word, but have be a good example of what they preach and teach. Amen? Amen? So he's saying, judge not. Don't go around condemning people, pointing your finger at people. Amen? And summing up about them to the bottom of their life. If you, God's not tells you to do that. Even if God lets you know something, sometimes he lets you know stuff for you to pray about it. Keep it to yourself. Amen. Judge not, because God said, the reason he said that, because he know that there's coming up something in your life that's going to have to be judged. So he's like, if you're not merciful over here and you're judging and condemning them, then when your time come, nobody's going to have mercy upon you. That's just how it works. So say, judge not. If you do judge anyway, he said, judge not. But if you do it anyway, right around the corner, somebody gonna judge you. You condemn, and somebody gonna condemn you. And he says, so that's the end of that. Those two scriptures, those are the two verses that I did want to read. So we're speaking about God's mercy and his grace. And we learn from that. You know, God is so merciful to us. And we'll look at a situation and say, I really didn't deserve the mercy of God. I really didn't even do this right. And God was so merciful. It's when God does something special for you like that, and you know you really didn't deserve it, it makes you so compassionate to other people if you don't forget it. So that's a lesson, amen, that he teaches us so we can be that way to somebody else. Because this world is dark and they need light shining. They don't need no dim light shining. They need a bright light shining. Somebody that's doing what's right. If everybody's out here doing what's wrong, they need a bright light shining. Something that's shining bright. And it's not what you say, it's what you do. People don't care nothing about it because people have talked the game for a long time. People, matter of fact, is tired of hearing people talking. They've been telling people this and that and other, and they have did the opposite from what they have told people. We got to make sure even in our family, amen, that we're not trying to promote people to do what's right. And here we are doing something different. The Bible says, don't let our lights be hid up under a bushel. People ought to see a great light. They need to see something different. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If you have an unsaved spouse or children or whatever, if you live right, I guarantee you, if they really need the Lord, you're going to be the first one they run to. But if you're doing everything that they're doing and you in the harmony of all, of doing everything the unsaved doing, they're not going to see a difference. They're not going to come to you for nothing. So I'm done. Amen. Let's give the Lord a great big hand of praise. Talking about the mercies of God. I thank the Lord for helping us to get through there. I just wanted to get over here a little bit earlier just to kind of get through. Amen.